Astronomers have detected the most distant galaxy ever seen. Pushing the Hubble telescope to its limits, scientists have spotted a galaxy created not long after the Big Bang. Its Australian discoverers say that it will help astronomers understand more about the very origins of the universe. Meredith Griffiths reports.
A long time ago and far, far away, a galaxy was born. But it's only now that we can see it.
This is like looking back and seeing yourself as a toddler. You know, it's a time machine. We're going back to seeing our own universe as it was when it was young.
Garth Illingworth is an astronomer at the University of California, Santa Cruz. His team found the galaxy after focusing the Hubble telescope on one tiny part of the night sky for 87 hours. Professor Illingworth says the freshly discovered galaxy is tiny.
Something only 1/100 the size of the Milky Way, in existence just 500 million years after the Big Bang. So we're looking back through 96% of all time through the universe to when the universe was only 4% of its current age.
So is this then the oldest galaxy that's ever been sighted?
It actually is a very young galaxy. It would have only been in existence for probably 200 million years at that time. And our Milky Way has been in existence for probably 13,000 million years or more. So we're looking back to when it was just a tiny galaxy forming stars, a very blue, bright object, dramatically forming a lot of stars at that time.
The galaxy is 13.2 billion light years away. Professor Illingworth says this is the earliest time that astronomers have been able to see so far, but he says they're getting closer to when the very first stars and galaxies formed.
They probably formed about 200 million years after the Big Bang. That's only around 1% of the age of the universe. One of the other fascinating results that came out of this study is that we could compare the rate at which stars are being born in the universe at this time, 500 million years, with the time a little later where we have a lot more objects at 650 million years. And what is amazing is that we see that just in this short period of time in the universe, the amount of star birth in the universe grew by 10 times. And there are these major changes occurring. So that's a very important diagnostic of how galaxies and how they built up and when they built up.
These images are as far as the Hubble telescope can go. To see any earlier stars or galaxies, astronomers will have to wait until NASA launches the new James Webb telescope, which is still being built.
And Meredith Griffiths reporting there.